Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. What can you do?
Hi everyone, my name is Pauline. I'm excited to learn with you today. Today's topic is activity.
And the title of our show is, Can You Bake? Can you bake? Yesterday, we had an interesting show talking about this article. Can you remind us of what it talked about, Pauline?
Sure. Alex thinks guys can't bake, but that's not true. James can bake. He bakes cupcakes often. He's going to bake some chocolate cupcakes for Alex. He said he'll bring them to Alex today.
Well, I care more about trying these cupcakes. I hope he has some extra for us. Well, friends, let's take a look at that Read It. Follow along with Pauline.
James made chocolate cupcakes. He decorated them with strawberry slices. He put 2 cupcakes on Susie's desk. Tina tried the cupcakes too. They are delicious. James is a good baker. So guys really can bake. Alex changed his mind. Anyone can bake. It is fun and relaxing. But Tina doesn't bake. She doesn't use her oven much. Taylor bakes cakes and pies, but not too often.
So, Pauline, do you like to watch baking or cooking shows on TV?
Oh, sometimes I do think it's fun to watch cooking games on TV. Oh, and I like to watch the bakers that can make really pretty cakes. That's really interesting.
I've seen that too. That's a lot of fun. Well, we'll have fun today. Let's get started with our keywords.
Hello, James 做了巧克力口味的杯子蛋糕。 蛋糕做好了，当然要在上面加一些东西装饰一下咯。 动词装饰就是 decorate. He wants to decorate them. James 选择了用草莓来装饰他的杯子蛋糕。草莓就是 strawberry. He used strawberries to decorate his cupcakes. 先把草莓切成一片一片的，然后放在杯子蛋糕上。切成薄薄一片一片的东西叫做 slice. 所以 he decorated the cupcakes with strawberry slices. Tina 也尝了杯子蛋糕，不过她自己不会烤蛋糕，她连家里的烤箱都很少用。She doesn't use her oven much. 烤箱就是 oven. 另外 Taylor 说她虽然不是很常做，但是她会做蛋糕和派。蛋糕是 cake. Taylor can bake cakes and pies.
Hi, James. Did you make cupcakes for Alex?
Yes, I made chocolate cupcakes. I decorated them with strawberry slices.
Did you bring me any?
Of course. I put 2 cupcakes on your desk.
Thank you. Why do you like to bake?
Because it's fun. It's relaxing. And it's delicious.
Very true. Well, you can bake for me anytime.
Oh, good. I am so glad that James remembered to bring the cupcakes. Do you think that he brought some for us?
I hope so. Did you ask him to bring us some?
Oh, no, I didn't. But I did ask Rebecca to teach us that grammar point today. Rebecca, can you help us out with this?
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to ask a question using the words, did you, you can use this grammar point. For example, did you bring a book for me? Or did you answer the teacher's question? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, did you practice speaking English today? I hope so. But if not, that's okay. You can practice with us now. Ask your friend what they did today. For example, Peter, did you go to work today?
Of course I went to work today, Pauline. I'm at work right now.
All right. Well, James did make cupcakes. He made chocolate cupcakes. But they aren't just chocolate. He also decorated them with strawberry slices. Christina, can you help explain that sentence to us?
James 烤好杯子蛋糕之后用草莓切片来做装饰。I decorated them with strawberry slices. 我们来学习这个句型 decorate A with B, 用 B 来装饰 A。有的人会在自制卡片然后呢在卡片上贴可爱的小贴纸。You can decorate your card with some stickers. 或者有很多人在墙上挂照片。你可以说 Let's decorate the walls with pictures.这些都是 decorate A with B 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So, to slice means to cut. The thin pieces you cut are called slices. Now, strawberries are a fruit that is sweet and red. Strawberries taste good on any dessert, in my opinion.
I agree. And strawberries taste especially good with chocolate.The red strawberry slices on top of the brown chocolate cupcakes will also look very pretty.
Well, let's talk about this word, to decorate. That means to make something look nice. If you want to decorate your house, you might put a painting on the wall or something like that.
Right. We don't decorate people, but we decorate places and things.I decorate my work desk with pictures of my family.
So James decorated his cupcakes with strawberry slices. Those cupcakes sound pretty good and delicious.
Yes, they do. Susie wants to know if James brought her any.
Did you bring me any?
Peter, I don't have any cupcakes to bring you.
No, Pauline, did you bring me any? That's today's...Calendar phrase!
Did you bring me any?
Did you bring me any?
你有带一些给我吗
Look, I've got donuts!
Donuts? Did you bring me any?
They taste so good!
Did you bring me any?
They are delicious!
Did you bring me any?
Yes.You can have some with your coffee.
Coffee? Did you bring me any?
Did you bring me any?
Did you bring me any?
你有带一些给我吗
So, did James bring any cupcakes for Susie?
Yes, he put two cupcakes on her desk.
Oh, that's sure nice of him. I wonder why James likes to bake so much.
Susie asked James about that. He says he likes to cook because it's fun and relaxing. Oh, yeah, and delicious.
I agree that it is delicious, but not everyone thinks it's fun and relaxing. I do think it's fun and relaxing to eat cupcakes.
Susie agrees with you. She says to James, you can cook any time for me, or...You can cook for me anytime.
Right, and that means she is happy to have him do it anytime. All right, friends, we will be back in just a minute to talk some more about this, but now it is time for a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, do you have any friends that are good at baking?
Oh, yes. My sister is a really good baker. When I visit, she always makes me amazing desserts. She makes all of my favorites. She makes me pies and cakes and cookies. She's so nice to me.
Wow, that sounds like a great sister. I wish my brother was like that. Well, friends, now let's go on to conversation B.Let's learn some more.
Tina, did you try James's cupcakes?
Yes.
They're delicious. He's a good baker. Alex had to change his mind. He said guys don't bake.
Alex was wrong. Anyone can bake. But I don't. I don't use my oven much.
I bake cakes and pies, but not too often.
Why not?
Because if I bake them, I eat them.
It sounds like everyone in the office is trying James cupcakes.
I know. I think Taylor tried them too. And Tina tried them too. Here, try means to taste something. Tina tried James's cupcakes, and she said they are delicious.
So, James was right. He told Alex yesterday that his cupcakes are good. Now we know it's true.
Yes, and Alex said he didn't believe James. But I believed James all the time. I'm not surprised he's a good baker. So I hope he puts a cupcake on my desk, okay?
Well, Alex is surprised. Alex said guys can't bake, but James proved him wrong. James is a guy, and James is also a very good baker. So Alex had to change his mind.
Well, can you explain what change your mind means?
Oh, sure. To change your mind means to change your opinion or your thoughts about something. Alex thought guys can't bake, but now he has to change his mind. Now he has a new opinion. He knows guys can bake.
Well, we find that Tina is surprised that Alex thought guys can't bake. She says anyone can bake.
I agree. I think anyone can bake, or at least learn how to bake. But not everyone does bake. Tina said she doesn't bake.
Interesting. And I think that's also interesting, an interesting English sentence you just said. Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
Alex 说男生都不做烘焙这种事。He said guys don't bake. 这个句子后半的 guys don't bake 是一个名词子句，做 said 的受词。你可以说 they said their team will win, 或者 he said you don't like sports. 其他的及物动词也可以接名词子句，比如 I didn't know you like baking. 我不知道你喜欢烘焙。She believed Max would come back soon. 她相信 Max 很快就会回来。这些都是名词子句做受词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Tina said she doesn't bake, but she doesn't say why. She just said she doesn't use her oven much.
Okay. Well, Tina said she bakes. She bakes cakes and pies.
Yum. I always like eating cake at birthday parties, and I love pie. Pie is usually filled with fruit inside. For example, apple pie is very popular in the United States. I like to eat pie with ice cream on top.
Ooh, me too. Hey, and I have an idea. James made everyone cupcakes. Maybe Taylor should thank James by making us a pie.
Haha, I like that idea. But I don't know. Unlike James, Taylor says she doesn't bake too often.
Why not?
Well, she says if she bakes them, then she eats them. And it's true, it's not healthy to eat a lot of desserts. Too much sugar is bad for your health.
I suppose you're right. But talking about desserts, that's good for English, right?
Well, that's true. We did learn some good new words about baking today. Let's review them together now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Decorate. Decorate. She decorated the room with flowers.
Strawberry. Strawberry. Strawberries are Amy's favorite fruit.
Slice. Slice. Please give me a slice of bread.
Oven. Oven. What are you baking in the oven?
Cake. Cake. Joyce baked a birthday cake for her mom. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Hi, James. Did you make cupcakes for Alex?
Yes, I made chocolate cupcakes. I decorated them with strawberry slices.
Did you bring me any?
Of course. I put 2 cupcakes on your desk.
Thank you. Why do you like to bake?
Because it's fun. It's relaxing. And it's delicious.
Very true. Well, you can bake for me anytime.
Hi, Tina. Did you try James's cupcakes?
Yes,
they're delicious. He's a good baker.
Alex had to change his mind. He said guys don't bake.
Alex was wrong. Anyone can bake. But I don't. I don't use my oven much.
I bake cakes and pies, but not too often.
Why not?
Because if I bake them, I eat them.
Hey, Pauline. Yesterday we talked about 2 words for making food, cook and bake.
Right, I remember. Foods that we heat in the oven, we say we bake. Other foods we heat in different ways, we cook those foods.
Well, today I wanted to talk about 2 ways of cooking food. The first is boil. To boil means to cook food in hot water. In this picture, someone is boiling eggs. What are other foods that we boil, Pauline?
Oh, well, you said yesterday we boil noodles. We boil noodles to make them soft to eat. But, Peter, what is the other cooking word you wanted to teach?
This one's not so healthy. Fry. To fry means to cook in hot oil. Foods that we fry are called fried foods. Some examples of fried foods are French fries and fried chicken.
Oh, you can also fry eggs, like these. But as you can see, fried eggs are very different from boiled eggs.
That's right. The way you cook foods is important. It changes the flavor, changes everything. Of course, it's best not to eat fried foods.
That's true. Okay, friends, we hope you enjoyed our chat. Now let's go join James and Ginger for their chat.
Something smells really good.
Yes, I'm baking cupcakes.
Ooh, cupcakes, yay!
They're in the oven.
I can't wait. When will the cupcakes be ready?
First, they have to bake, then cool. After that, I'll decorate them.
Ooh, how will you decorate them?
I decorate with strawberry slices.
Ooh! Are you sure? Oh, no.
What's wrong? Don't you like strawberries?
Yes, but I like bananas better.
Okay, I'll decorate yours with banana slices.
Yay! Oh, tomorrow will you bake banana cake?
Ginger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. Something smells really good. Someone is baking something. I'm not good at baking, but I'm good at eating the things other people bake. Excuse me, I'm going to go and see who is baking and what they're baking.
The word bake just means to cook in an oven. But when we talk about baking, we usually mean cooking bread, rolls, cakes, pies, cookies, etc. These things are sometimes called baked goods. People can buy them at stores or bakeries or make them at home. Making them at home is easy, but you need an oven. When you bake, it is important to follow a recipe. Use the ingredients in the recipe. Don't change them or your baking may not taste very good or look very good. Also, mix the ingredients in order and follow the directions. Usually a recipe asks you to mix a few ingredients at one time and then all others. If you do that, you will have something delicious. Baking also takes practice. You may need to make a recipe several times before it is perfect. And even if your bacon doesn't look perfect, it will probably taste fine. So try baking something just for fun. Everyone likes the smell of baking. It makes you happy, and it makes you hungry.
Wow. This is so good. My friend was baking cookies. That is what I smelled, and the cookies taste even better than they smell. I wish you could try one. All our talk about baking probably made you hungry. Why don't you go to a bakery to enjoy a sweet treat? And I think I need another one of my friend's cookies. See you next time. I'm Jack Slile. Bye.
So, Pauline, after today, does this make you want to start baking more often?
Well, maybe. But first, I want to go find James. I hope he still has some cupcakes to share.
Hey, that's a good point. We need to find James. I hope Alex didn't eat all the cupcakes.
Oh, he better not. All right, friends, we have to go find some cupcakes, and it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again here tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.